All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm busier than a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest. More stuff's breaking that's just blowing me away. Next segment, we have the video. Shock video, U.S. military helicopter destroys volunteer donation site for hurricane victims. That's coming up. Trump's 14 points ahead in Pennsylvania. They're going into total conniption fits. I also want to get to black folks really waking up, some very powerful videos. And I want to open the phones up. So I'm going to blitz through news once in about 5 minutes when we join 300-plus stations that come on at 6 after that join us. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give the number out. On election 2024, what are they going to try next? The hurricane, and people obviously want to talk about attempts to shut down InfoWars and the latest developments and what you think we ought to do and what you think is coming next. So that's all coming up today. But I'm going to say it again. I don't want to sit up here and plug all day. But if we don't get our sponsors supported and if we don't get the Legal Defense Fund supported, the bad guys are going to win. You don't want that to happen. They hate this operation. And there's nowhere you can battle the globalist more than supporting this broadcast. I mean, it's really that simple. Plus, people that get the iodine get blown away. People that get nitric boost get blown away. People that take our nootropics like Turbo Force, they go, God, this is the best energy I ever had. We don't make stuff up. But yeah, we're in the face of the globalist. I've got to charge up and I'm willing to fight. I'll never back down. You know, we face prison, you know, all of it. I personally paid a heavy price. So's the crew. Owen's been sent to prison. I won't give up, but I can't do this without you. And I just ask you to keep me in the fight. So please, we're going to air this little piece I shot this weekend on the limited edition Halloween shirts, and then I'm going to stop plugging and come back and just judiciously put my nose to the grindstone and cover the news. But again, this is your chance to be part of history. So share the article, share the videos, pray for the broadcast. And I want to thank you all that have supported. Incredible job. You give me a lot of hope in the fight. And there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and I intend to come out of this one way or the other stronger thanks to you. Again, you get the credit. It's all you. And I keep hammering that, but history's now. Time for action is now. We'll be right back with all the news, your calls, and more. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are trying to shut down InfoWars, but we're seeing a lot of support. And no matter what happens to InfoWars, we've got a lot of backers and sponsors that are going to make sure my broadcast stays on the air one way or another, and they're able to bring the crew along with us and have reporters and maybe even expand. But that is up to you. So we make it easy. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get great Patriot t-shirts, like this limited edition InfoWars shirt that is a fundraiser, and so many others. They also have a lot of special limited edition shirts that are only offered for a few weeks. I'm about to show you two of those right now. There are a whole bunch of new limited edition Halloween designs with a political message. I love this one. It's Trump, the little ghost with the blonde hair. He's got his fist raised, fight, fight, fight. He's got the streak of blood on his ear. It's a great conversation piece. This shirt will only be available for a few weeks at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on the air. And so let me tell you, that's really scary to the New World Order. Now, if you think that last shirt scares the hell out of the Democrats, this one will really make them mad. Plus, it's worth a lot of laughs with conservatives, Christians, populists, and people that just hate tyranny. It says on the front, well, I was going to go this Halloween as a Democrat, but I couldn't fit my head all the way up my you-know-what. Again, this shirt and so many others available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Check out the ball caps. We've added some amazing supplements on the site. And every time you buy a product, you get entered 5 times in the raffle, in the sweepstakes, to win the incredible Dodge Prospector Turbo Diesel, most incredible truck out there, experts say, and $10,000 cash. That's $140,000+ value. And there's so much more happening. Be sure and check out thealexjonesstore.com. And regardless, it's going to help my broadcast stay on the air one way or another. So it's vital you go there now, thealexjonesstore.com.
I've been telling listeners for months that InfoWars is very close to being shut down. And now people are taking it serious because it's all over the news that InfoWars will be sold at auction coming up on November 16th. Now listen, We've got Patriot buyers. Hopefully they're able to win the bid. But regardless, we're going to continue on. And that means we need sponsors for whatever new organizations get set up. So if you want to keep us on air one way or the other and checkmate the New World Order, go to our sponsors and support them. The AlexJonesStore.com for amazing t-shirts and ball caps to spread the word in the third dimension and fund the operation, and also go to drjonesnaturals.com. That's separate from InfoWars as well. They're sponsors of InfoWars right now. So you support InfoWars, whether it stays in the air or not, and you support sponsors going forward if we've got to set up a new operation and I'll work for somebody else. I don't intend on giving up. I won't give up. I'll never give up, but I could give out if you don't support us. These are great products. You need them. Go to the alexjonesstore.com and drjonesnaturals.com. Get great products and keep us on the air. God bless you. Now take action.
Unde canto vulnera, sibila timus obscenis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebendis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Number two of this Monday, October 7th, 2024 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour and continue covering breaking news and information as it unfolds. But right now, I'm going to do a massive news blitz on the economy, on the new hurricane, on the current FEMA sabotage going on in Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and other key states. Hillary Clinton coming out again and calling for total censorship. Trump 14 points ahead, turbocharging, even in scientific mainline polls in Pennsylvania. It's all coming up today. But the first thing I want to do is play a clip of economist Michael Gibson, who does a good job in just a few minutes boiling down what's already happening around the world and what's starting to happen here. The globalists are turning down the velocity of money while creating more debt and creating depressionary conditions, that's stagflation for the general public, while they give themselves unlimited money through the central banks to buy everything up. It's a vertical integration. It's a scorched earth system where the bureaucrats working for the big private banks use policy as a weapon. Here he is.
Okay, so you got to understand the steps that are going to take place. Well, now, once the FedNow system goes in place, it's supposed to go online July 1st. That's the infrastructure that allows the CBDC to work. Now, they're saying the cover story, if you Google what that is, it says it's a payment processing point-to-point cover story. Because if they told you this is the infrastructure for what's going to make you a slave from now on, nobody would go for it. Like, they would revolt. So they have to put a cover story out about what it is, so that you'll allow it to go in place. So just know that that story is bull. Once that's in place, you'll watch the market start to decline because now they're set up and they need to crash the markets, cut off the supply of money, which is already happening in other countries. If you've not seen the videos, because they only last a few minutes when people post them before they take them down, of the riots going on and the banks being burnt to the ground in other countries right now, because they've already seized their money. They've got a total blackout on it in the media.
I want to get that guy on. His stuff's dead on. I was watching a lot of it this weekend. I already knew who he was, but I just kind of did a little bit of a binge. Here it is right here today. Got to go read this article. It's on InfoWars.com. It links to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that runs the UN Global Standardization Program for the World ID, the Social Credit Score, and the Central Bank Digital Currency Social Credit Score Internet ID. Digital ID schemes make strides in Congress despite rights advocate opposition. And it goes over the bipartisan group is very close to getting it passed and setting up the Digital Identity Task Force under presidential executive order, total control to force you onto a central bank digital currency. Trump has pledged to kill that. And it goes on to talk about how it's being run and will take the advice of the UN task force headed up by Bill Gates. Pretty powerful stuff that you need to go read for yourself. It has links to the documents and to the legislation. Now, Why is that, again, so important? Well, if you think that it's just for Alex Jones, look at this. And I knew about this behind the scenes. You know, you've heard Eric Trump say, for everything, every story you see with us being attacked, there's 10 others. Same thing with me. They attack you not just to try to shut you down, but to also distract you. Melania Trump reveals on Fox News she was debanked and banned from her business email provider and her shopping carts and more. But she should have gone into who did it. You have to fight back against them. You can watch the whole interview on Fox and see it for yourself. So even Melania Trump has this done to her. Now, here's a very important clip of Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected head of the EU. And you go, wait a minute. The European Union has elections. They have a parliament, which is advisory. Now, it's still a bully pulpit, but it's ceremonial. In a 1947 steel agreement in London, after World War II, when Europe was controlled by the Marshall Plan and U.S. and British forces, they made them sign a steel deal to put a governing banking board over Europe. Then with the Treaty of Rome, this is all my film Endgame. It's free online, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You should watch it. It's ultra green. It's not just evergreen. It's better than when I made it in 2007 because it's all come true. And by the end of the film, I tell you what the next agenda will be in Agenda 2030, which you're now living in. And you'll be like, my God, it's a 2.5-hour film. The first 2 hours has all come true. The last 30 minutes, I bring you to where we are now, and then what happens next? Might want to have the blueprint of the enemy. That's why it's called End Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And I'm intending to make a new End Game that's something like, you know, End Game Final War. I mean, it's... People go, wait a minute, there's a movie, Marvel Comics' biggest movie, Endgame, and it's all about depopulation of the galaxy by Thanos. Well, I have to talk to the writers on that, and Endgame, Blue River Global Enslavement, influenced it. It's like Dave Mustaine made his album, Endgame, and said it's based on the film. Not bragging, I'm showing you the cultural power we all have. Even you might be on Access TV today or a local radio show. You don't think you're influencing somebody. You are. Before they took it off Google Video, because they got rid of Google Video, 2011, it had 80-plus million views on Google Video. There it is on Bandai Video if you want to go see it. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We should re-upload that to X. We did, but we should re-upload it again. You know what? I will re-upload it tomorrow, but I'm going to shoot an intro to it. And I'm going to shoot some updates throughout it. And ooh, I'll put out an in-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement update. That's what I'll do. I don't want to wait. I want to get it out now. Write that down, folks. Don't let me forget, crew. So, I'm digressing. I got a lot of the news to hit. But before I show what von der Leyen saying, let me give you some background. So in 1956, they create the Treaty of Rome, which officially sets up the EU. And then they don't officially launch it to the public until 2000. And now it's always dissolving power of the governments and overtaxing. And so the EU commission that runs it is unelected. And Herman Van Rompuy was the last head of it before Ursula von der Leyen. And Herman Van Rompuy is the main heir of all the Nazi fortunes and owns Luxembourg. Way richer than Elon Musk, but his wealth is so great, the real rich, you never hear about it. He's royalty, by the way. So you have royalty owning the EU, owning countries in the EU outright. He's the guardian of Luxembourg. Look it up. And then he hands the baton to her, all part of the same group, same families. And they're unelected. And here she is talking about limits to growth, which is the Club of Rome battle plan adopted into world government as policy. And then adopted in 1972 in State Memorandum 200. That's also public. And it calls for global government to carry out the orderly, what? Cutting off of energy, depopulation. And they've now gotten to where they wanted to be. First, they take over the planet through economic warfare. Then they start killing everybody. And the COVID shot was just the beta test, 30 plus million dead. And their argument is, if you're not serious and don't address this and don't care and don't organize against it, you deserve to die. Well, now Elon Musk talks about all this. Elon Musk sounds like Alex Jones because it's the reality. And I've been saying this 1,000 times or more. What I'm covering is the real world. Not little political rabbit trails, not all these distractions. All the things I talk about are really going on, and a breakaway civilization is when we live at one technological level, like Hunger Games, and then the elites have their high-tech system that's broken away from us that we're kept out of. And they already have life extension technologies where people can easily live if they start the programs early to 150. Then they believe if you can live that long, they'll have immortality. And they don't want the general public to have that. So that's what I show you in Endgame. That's what they admitted in game. And that's why you should watch Endgame. Because this is what's happening. Do you care? Because if you can't care about yourself and the future of our species, then you are helpless in the face of the New World Order. So here she is.
Dear Roberta, thank you very much, dear Philippe. Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen. Indeed, if we look back, a little over 50 years ago, the Club of Rome and a group of MIT researchers published the Limits of Growth report. It mapped the interaction between population growth, the economy, and the environment. And it came 50 years ago to a drastic conclusion. Stop economic and population growth, or else our planet will not cope. And as you know, this report has sparked a long controversy.
And we got the full clip. She goes into all of it. But there she is. Oh, yes, it sparked a lot of controversy about you cutting off all the resources. A long controversy. All right. I want to play a clip of Tucker Carlson where he explains this. If you won't stand up for yourself and your society and culture, and you only engage through whatever the Wall Street Journal tells you about how you make the most money, by increments, you'll have money in the bank, at least for a little while, if you're, you know, in the top few percent. But the society around you is going to be falling apart. Your kids are going to be being brainwashed. You won't have a good culture or civilization to even spend the money in because you stand for nothing. And that's what the social credit score is, where they'll control and track everything you do and always raise the bar of what you've got to do and how you've got to submit to be able to be given a job or have access to the markets or travel or medicine. That's slavery. Who in their right mind would want to be chained up in the system? But just on the cultural front, did the open borders, did the free trade, was it good for us? No, it wasn't. And in the end, it wasn't free trade. It was crony capitalism with select groups to consolidate power and control. And now their end game is in operation mode. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Why have all these Republicans publicly announced that they're voting for Kamala Harris? If you told me 10 years ago that Bill Kristol, who I spent 5.5 years working for, Dick Cheney, who I knew, his creepy little daughter, who I knew very well, Mike Pence, all these people, they're all voting for Kamala Harris. The Bushes, all voting for Kamala Harris. George W. Bush, Jeb Bush, voting for Kamala Harris. How did that happen? But they are. That's the problem. They just don't care about the country. They're mad that Trump might have one fewer war over the next 4 years. And that's like, it really, it's a clarifying moment. And I think this very often. I'm really grateful for how clear things are now. It's really obvious who's on whose side. And all I care about is preserving the country that I grew up in for my kids. That's not too much to ask. I don't want it to change radically. I don't want it to become much worse. Economic cycles come and go, but a culture, a people, that's permanent. That's permanent. I'd do 10 years of recession. I'd sell my house. in exchange for not having a society completely transformed by foreigners. Okay, that's the truth. By not, I mean it. And there's no Republican who will say that. It's all about GDP and growth and whatever. It's like, what you're saying bears no resemblance to what I want, which is a stable, happy country. That's what I want, a stable, happy country. And I lived in one. I know it's possible. You destabilized it with your stupid wars. And last thing I'll say, now I'm totally out of control, but these people should all have to answer for their foreign policy of the last 20 years. I covered that stuff. I was on the first plane out of D.C. to the Middle East after September 11th. So I'm not an expert. I never pretended to be one, but I've been to all their wars. I've watched all this stuff. And I don't understand how the people who planned all that are still making the decisions, and no one's ever had to apologize. No one ever asks John Bolton, like, why haven't you apologized? You said we were going to get one thing. We didn't get it. We spent trillions of dollars. We killed almost all the Christians in Iraq. I am Christian, so I think it's fair to ask, like, what was that about? And you never apologized. If my kids get a B in English class, they have to apologize. Because that's the difference between a human being and a sociopath. A human being grows by admitting fault. It's called repentance. And it's absolutely essential. There's no sin that I personally will not forgive. I mean it. And there's no sin that I would not personally forgive in another person if that person was contrite and asked for forgiveness. Because that's what my religion demands. But if you're not even forced to apologize or express contrition, and instead you continue to rule my country, misrule it, we have a system that's so far out of whack that I'm surprised we haven't had some kind of revolution, because it's crazy.
The Tea Party was one of the revolutions that
occurred. Yeah, it's like the Tea Party January 6th, like the most normal people in the country. What was, like, not one person on January 6th was carrying a firearm. What were they carrying? Pocket constitutions. They're carrying pocket constitutions. So, like, and they went to jail. Like, some 65-year-old diabetic grandmother? Really? That's an insurrection? No, it's not. They were people who, some of them did rowdy things that I'm opposed to. I hate vandalism, okay? But the overwhelming majority of them wanted to preserve the system. That's why they were mad. They weren't trying to overthrow it. They were trying to preserve it. And they watched our system in the process of being overthrown, which it has been. And they're the villains? I don't think you're the villain, actually. If you want to preserve the greatest country in the world in some recognizable way, you're not the bad guy. You're not the radical. I'm often called radical. I'm the least radical person you've ever met. I'm like the most moderate person. I just want things to be. My parents got divorced. I don't like change. I don't. I mean it. I'm not a radical. I'm just the opposite. Like, it was that way last year. Let's keep it that way. I kind of like that. I go to the restaurant, I know the same thing. I'm not a revolutionary. I hate revolutionaries. Revolutions never make things better. They always just wreck stuff. I hate wrecking stuff. It took someone a long time to build that. It took you 2 minutes to wreck it. You're the villain. And so this grandmother who's like, no, the Constitution says this. She's the radical? No, you're the radical, Kamala Harris. You hate the people of this country. You hate the way things have been done. You despise our history. You despise the people who created this country. You're a scary Bolshevik radical. We're not. We tie our boats together.
You know, I was recently at dinner with Tucker. We had like a 3-hour dinner after the event in Reading, Pennsylvania. And he's always talking about how he's not scared to die. And I said, why? And he told a story I didn't know. And I looked it up and found news articles about it the next day when I was flying back to Austin on the commercial flight. They had internet on there. And he went right after 9/11 to Afghanistan and to Pakistan. And he was flying on a flight out like a month after the attack. He'd been in Afghanistan out of Pakistan on a major flight that had a bomb on it. And blew up and then crash landed in the desert in Dubai. And then I'd never heard that story. I think he's only told it once. And I looked it up and did find out about that. But it was a blip on the radar back then because 9/11 was so big. A plane being blown up by terrorists with a bomb they smuggled on board blew the side of the airplane out. And then they were like going through these mountains and for hours, you know, an engine going out like some Hollywood movie. And Tucker never even really tells that story. He was telling me the story. I believed it. I went and looked it up and found mentions of it on the news and that he was in the plane that was blown up. They tried to, you know, play it down in the media. But man, What a crazy thing. But the point is that I was meaning to get at here is they're attacking culture. And they're afraid of the American culture because they know that we resisted the British Empire and tyranny before. And if the world aspires to live in a free, open country with a big middle class, that's going to destroy their social credit score that's designed on making everybody super poor so that they can control you. It's really simple. And so they're in an economic and cultural and spiritual war. And this really is a satanic attack. And I know this audience gets that, but the public is ready for the truth now. They're ready to be awakened. And people need to understand that there aren't any atheists at the top of the New World Order. They're occultists. They believe in the God of this world. They really do worship Lucifer, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. They talk about it. It's in their literature, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. They don't follow the God that we follow. Yeah, Tucker Carlson's talked about it once, but I found news articles, what Tucker learned from surviving a plane crash. It was the plane blown up by a bomb. But the State Department wanted to keep that quiet, and that was also in the news articles because they didn't want to make the terrorists look like they had any power. But that's a side issue. But that near brush with death made Tucker who he is today. And that's the Nietzschean statement, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. But also, those that fight monsters need to watch out because you can become the monster. Or the longer you stare in the abyss, you may become the abyss, to paraphrase Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche. So that's the points I wanted to hit. All right. I'm going to come back, hit the hurricane news. Then I'm going to hit the revisionist history news that John Stossel got into. And people are celebrating this. Elon Musk tweeted it. And I like John Stossel, but it's got that conservative failure in it that doesn't go all the way. So I want to take his great report that's 80% there, and I want to finish it. And we've also, again, got Trump surging in all the polls. What are they going to do to respond to that? We got a bunch of military news here. There's another hurricane coming towards Milton, coming towards the west coast of Florida. I mean, this is just wild. They're saying it'll be one of the biggest storm surges ever. It's all coming up today. And then after I hit that news, it shouldn't take too much longer, I will open the phones up, and I'm just asking you callers, screen your own call. Just have a clean phone line. We usually do free-for-all, any subject you want. Today, it's three big subjects. The election, Trump surging, what's the deep state going to do? That's a huge subject area. The globalist attempts to shut down InfoWars. What's your advice? What do you think about it? What do you think's coming next? I'd love to hear from you. You always bring up such amazing angles and points I didn't think of. And then also the hurricane and the ongoing stand down and Axelrod and others admitting, we have clips of it coming up, that it's great because it hit 24 of the 26 conservative counties that vote 70-80% Republican, and so it's going to probably keep them from being able to vote and may make North Carolina go for the Democrats. So I was saying that over a week ago, and now they're admitting it. So this is just next-level garbage. But let me go ahead and just get the callers starting to stack up here. Let's give the number out now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On this live Monday, October 7th, 2024 transmission, InfoWars may be no more. Coming up in mid-November when it gets sold, and the liberal groups are saying they're going to buy it just to shut it down, but patriots say they're going to buy it. What an exciting time to be alive.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As their programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do, and that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know how all this is going to end, but the globalists want to fight. They better believe they've got one. All right, we're loading up the phone lines at 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. Then I'll intersperse a lot of the news I've been talking about and more news as it breaks here today. But I want to just say this right now to everybody. You don't need me to tell you this, or Elon Musk or Tucker Carlson or General Flynn last week in studio with us. We have the initiative. We're winning. We've turned the tide. There's no doubt about it. All over the world, populists and anti-globalists are winning everywhere. The New World Order itself and its own leaked white papers and public admissions at the Davos Group, the UN, undercover videos, public statements say everyone hates them. 95% of people want to destroy them around the world. The UN thinks they're going to be abolished. James O'Keefe got a hidden video of that a month ago, plus their public statements. We are winning. But for those of us on the front lines, which I'm extremely honored to be, the enemy strategy is to put us in prison, debank us, harass the living snot out of us, lawfare. So when you hold up President Trump, when you hold up Alex Jones, When you hold up Tucker Carlson or Elon Musk, who is beyond hitting on all cylinders, he is rampaging now. He's doing more than Trump, quite frankly, in the information war. Devastation, 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 annihilation. I'm so proud to have been saying Musk is good the last few years. He's definitely on the team now. You judge a tree by its fruits. Jesus said that. He is wrecking their asses. Well, he's worth $160 billion. Trump's worth like $5 billion. He was worth $10 billion. They've taken half his money. Trump doesn't care. He says he cares less about it. He wants to spend it to fight them. Trump's doing good on donations. More always going to help. But little old Alex, because there's a big gap between Elon Musk and Trump and Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson. They reach more people than me. But I, and listen to me carefully, create the blueprints and analysis more than anybody. My talking points, my terms, my understanding, and this is a battle report to you. Again, it's not me, oh, I'm so great. No, it makes me a huge target. The enemy, CIA, Carnegie Foundation, congressional reports, we've played them here. If you're a new listener and don't know about this, look it up. They admit that, and I used to hear this 10 years ago, and go, I'm not that important. I remember a Time Magazine article back when they were still big, during the Tea Party, like 15 years ago, and they said, the most dangerous guy is Alex Jones. He's the mad prophet of the Tea Party. They had a big investigative report, a cover story on the Tea Party. It was a big, multiple pages were about me. And it said, our sociologists and the State Department have looked at him, and they've gone out and done studies in the Tea Party that was the launch pad for Trump. And they said, Alex Jones and Ron Paul are the big threats. Remember that? And they said, when we track back these giant crowds of people in this awakening, not just here, but in places like England and Germany and Australia, it tracks back to Jones. So everything Elon Musk says now sounds like I said it. Rogan. Tucker Carlson said in his intro to my speech, I didn't know he was going to do that. He said, Alex Jones is the most accurate person in the world. He's the smartest person I know, and he's a prophet. Now, I'm not saying about myself, and I'm not saying I'm a prophet. The point is, Tucker never talks about anybody like that. Tucker told me years ago, I never said it on air, because he came and visited me 10 years ago, and then after that, he said, I didn't believe you. I thought you were crazy. I did my own research on you. You woke me up. So I'm the guy, this show, our guest, what we've done, you the listeners, that has been dominant in triggering what you see today. They are clips of my show in Hungary, in the Netherlands, in Russia. He was insulted one time because I didn't do my research. It just said head of the Japanese Congress wants to come on your show. It's like 16 years ago. And I went, okay. And he came on. And he wasn't mad about it, but later their staff told me, well, he didn't like the fact you didn't say he was the vice president. I wasn't really, I went with head of their legislature. I had the vice president of Japan on. He wanted to come on the show. Bolsonaro's on record saying, I woke him up. His son is. I interviewed him. They invited me down there when he's president. I didn't go because I'm tied down here. Bukele admits he's invited me down to interview. I've been gone yet. I'm going to go soon. It's not about, oh, I'm great. It's that we have to recognize that God put me in the position 30 plus years ago. Been on here 30 years and 6 months since April, 30 years ago, to do this. And the enemy knows that. And the enemy knows that I can see over the horizon. So can you. And so, whether it's the Southern Poverty Law Center or any of them, they see me as the main enemy because they called me the mad prophet that's out in the wilderness that foretold and is the precursor to the big movement that comes. And I said that 25 years ago, that God told me that. I've told you that 1,000 times or more. So that's why they want me off air. That's why they want to silence me so they can then lie about me and build a straw man that's not Alex Jones to hurt the liberty movement and populism worldwide. They don't want me to be a hero to the people. Well, you're the real heroes. So all I ask is you understand how important we are. Because I know I'm a regular guy. You're regular folks. I'm here. I don't put on airs, any of that. But the enemy sees me as a top field marshal and a top strategist kicking their ass. And we have. Again, it's not just me. It's the whole operation. So, if I have the funds, which I'm completely out of money personally, to fight them, I can hold them up for a long time still. If I don't, they're going to win and just harass me into oblivion. I'll have to go to another country to broadcast. I don't want to do that. Plus, I want the crew and the reports and the research, and we're so effective that way. So, I'm humbly asking you, and I want to thank everybody that did go donate. It touches my heart. I read all your comments when you donate at realalexjones.com. Takes you to Give, Send, Go. I want to thank everybody that donated there, and let's show the Give, Send, Go. As of Friday afternoon, we started promoting it. It's raised $203,000. That sounds like a lot. Our enemies have spent over $70 million, they admit in court filings, suing me in the last 6 years. I've spent over $15 million. Read my bankruptcy filings. $15 million you spent to hold us in attack position in the face of the enemy. You've been our shields while they're blasting us, and you've kept us up. But the shields have gotten weak, and the enemy is in full attack mode right now trying to get us off the air. So I need you to recharge the shields if you want this key weapon in the fight against the New World Order to stay in attack mode. RealAlexJones.com, and I humbly thank you all for your support. And I'm going to get back on the news and your calls. Separately, another great way to fund us is our amazing sponsor, Bigly. They make the top Patriot t-shirts. They're behind the scenes, you know, being the big sponsor for a lot of the top talk shows that are out there, like Crowder and the Hodge Twins and so many others. They make the very best t-shirts. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. You'll find ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, all of it. They've added hundreds and hundreds of items, more every day. It's just insane. People are getting their stuff really quick. Everybody loves it. We've added a new fundraiser shirt that's more than the others if you want to really step up. The Alex Jones Show. We never had an Alex Jones Show shirt with my signature on the right shoulder. If they shut down this operation and we come back, it'll be a memento. If we win, it's a symbol of victory. On the back, it says, "You are the resistance," realalexjones.com. There's also the classic InfoWars red with the American flag on navy blue. That's the most popular shirt, but those are both fundraisers that are basically twice as much as the other shirts because that way you can pay a little extra and know it really helps us. Because these shirts are such quality. I mean, the shirts cost like $12. The printing cost a couple bucks. You're talking $15 a shirt. The XXLs are even more, like $18 a shirt to make because they're done in America. That costs a lot more. So when you buy one for $50, we actually get a good chunk of money. It's like NPR. It gets hundreds of millions, $500 million, a billion in taxpayer money. They still do fundraisers constantly. Well, we don't get taxpayer money. But it's like when you give a $100 donation and get a t-shirt that costs them $20. It's a memento. Well, with this, you don't give $100, you give $50, and then some real money comes in after the cost of the shirt. You know, we're talking $25 or so. So again, thealexjonesstore.com. But here's why you really want to go there. These folks could have put up a bunch of, you know, supplements that are decent and quality, but that everybody else has. No. I've been working with them behind the scenes before all this launched for a good 6 months. And then it launched a few months ago, as you know. They already had their own super greens up there that's even better than AG Greens, by the way, that's excellent. But now they've got something that's a total game changer. You've heard how great iodine is, the missing link if it's atomic, actually from deep earth crystals. We're the only ones that have that X2, X3. They're amazing. It's essential in the body, meaning if you don't get iodine, you die. All right? Look it up. It's essential. Just like vitamin C or oxygen or water. It's just how long do you die without it? Water 3 days, oxygen 4 minutes, food in a month. What's in food? The nutrients, but most foods played out. Now, fish is the only other great place to get atomic iodine, but a lot of times it's bound with mercury. This has no mercury in it. This is from a certain type of sea moss that is the superfood that has pure atomic iodine connected to other crystal ring structures. Scientists aren't sure why it works so well, that delivers all these key trace elements and minerals and vitamins into the cells. Ultimate sea moss at thealexjonesstore.com. They have a limited first run. You want to get it. It's 40% off out of the gates. CMOS has been all the rage for years, but this is the best CMOS you're going to get, private label from one of the top companies in the United States. Rich in nutrients, supports thyroid health. CMOS is natural source of iodine, which is essential to maintaining healthy thyroid function, helping regulate metabolism and hormone production, essential in the body, all electrochemical activity, the brain. It's just amazing. Healthy digestion, boosts immune system, improves skin health, supports joint and muscle health, boosts energy levels, improves mental health. Now, some of the top green foods out there have a little bit of CMOS in them. These are gummies where they have a process where they're concentrated, so you get a huge dose of the CMOS. You want ultimate CMOS at thealexjonesstore.com, and it's critical to this operation continuing on at full steam ahead one way or another at thealexjonesstore.com and realalexjones.com. Remember those URLs if you're looking for us in the future if we get shut down. So I want to thank you all. The ball is now in your court. I want to thank all of our stations. Be sure and support them as well. But this Ultimate CMOS, the new shirts, a lot of them are limited edition, like the Halloween ones. It's all up there at thealexjonesstore.com and realalexjones.com. And you know who you are that donated. This is your chance, and you've taken action. I want to thank those that have. You're the tip of the spear. You're the cream of the cream. And you're keeping freedom alive. And you stepped into history, and you're a game changer. You're a man of action. You're women of action. You're people of action. And you're investing in your own defense. I will fight for you because I'm fighting for myself and my family, and we're all in this together. But if you don't stand up for those that are fighting for you, you're crazy. So for those that just think this is entertainment or you know like the show and share it, that's great. But now is the time to come to the aid of your country and your own future. Now is the time to be the Paul Revere's. This is your chance, and this is so important. RealAlexJones.com to donate, or both, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Okay. Let me just do this. Just too much news. Yeah, let me do this, because I meant to play this clip on Friday and didn't, and there's a new clip today I want to play. I want to play both these, and then I promise we're going to go to William Ahmed, Sarah, Julie, Ed, Bart, Miss Lou, Carly, Michael, Henry, and others. I want to get these two clips out of the way because they need to be heard. And I'm trying to figure out the name. I know the name of the pastor, but I don't know the name of this black man who I saw on a podcast. I posted this on X, got millions of views. I want him on the show. So let's play that clip first, and then we'll play the pastor. Preacher, the Democratic Party is anti-Christ, anti-family, and anti-black. And both these guys just nail it. And I couldn't say it better than this guy. And I can't say it more eloquently. In fact, the truth is perfectly said, and he's got charisma. And I see the talent out there. I'm seeing new people 20 times a day without even looking. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, female, male. And it just makes me feel so good. It's like you're on a football team, and all of a sudden some badass player joins the team, you know, that's like Pat Brady or something, or all of a sudden Michael Jordan runs out on the basketball team, and it's like, so, and I just see this type of raw truth and nailing it, and it's scaring the globalists, folks. It's absolutely, and that's my job. It's always been to wake people up. What's crazy is so many times when I actually get these folks on, they say, hey, you woke me up. It's not about me getting the credit. It's about you realizing how much power you've got. And I keep harping on that. Here's a little example. Mike Judge had finished Beavis and Butthead. He also was over the F-18 fighter program. Total genius, 200 IQ. He's living in Austin. He's watching me on Access TV in like 1996. And watching myself and a couple other of my co-hosts, he comes up with the idea of King of the Hill. I've interviewed him. He said, I mean, you know him. I'm interviewing him. He goes, by the way, let me show you my archives. Here's tapes of your show. You're Dale Gribble, but I didn't want it to be, you know, too slick. So I made him kind of have a speech impediment. Now, it's not about, oh, I'm Dale Gribble. I'm on Access TV, been on air only 2 years in 96, and already Mike Judge, and then I'm Dale Gribble. You don't know how influential you are. Like this black man. I don't know his name. We're going to find it and get him on. Here it is.
The Democratic Party, I'm going to say
it
tonight.
No, that's not it. Stop. I want the first guy in the podcast. That's the pastor. It's the black guy on the podcast. Yeah, play the podcast first.
Racism doesn't have any power.
Chuck, I don't agree with that. People were outwardly racist while Trump was in office. He gave
like
them. White people.
Like who?
He made it comfortable for people to be outwardly racist how they fit. Chuck.
No, he didn't.
The climate was a lot different.
Studies came out about the racial divide trending in the wrong direction in 2013 when Barack Obama was entering his second term when the Black Lives Matter movement jumped off. Let's not make it seem like Donald Trump led to this big increase in the racial schism in this country.
He didn't.
That happened under Barack Obama. Since
regardless
we want to go there.
But did it happen?
Since we want to go. It happened. Yes, all it right. did happen. Yeah. We talk about one-way aggression. You allowed to be openly racist towards one particular group of people, and it's white people. Let's call a spade a spade.
White dudes are pussies.
White men are the issue.
White men are the biggest threat to America. They are.
You got analysts on MSNBC, CNN openly referring to Donald Trump and his voters as Nazis. Nowhere in popular media do you see white people saying the kinds of things that you see people saying about white people on national television, from Joy Reid, Trevor Noah, Don Lemon, over and over again.
But Chuck, you don't see that anywhere else. Just because you can't get on mainstream media and make light of other races doesn't mean that the racial climate is still not what it is.
The reason why the racial climate is what it is because that's what critical race theory seeks to do. It seeks to polarize for the purpose of finding people who are sympathetic to your cause. And you keep on dividing one group onto itself until you create a group of disenchanted, angry, dysfunctional people that you can then use for the purpose of your liberation. That's not my words. Those are the words of Herbert Marcuse himself. Anybody talking about race in this country or talking about critical race theory and have never heard the writings or the words of Herbert Marcuse, you cannot sit at this table and talk because you don't know the theory, you don't know the science.
Look, but like somebody never heard of them, but in their own eyes, they look.
Don't give a damn about what you go out in the world and see.
A racial slur was spray painted on the front gate.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is dealing with a racist.
Noose found in the garage stall of Bubba Wallace.
See, this is all about narrative weaving and storytelling because they play upon people's emotions and how they feel. If I go to a doctor and tell a man, I feel like I'm having a heart attack, the doctor is going to run a specific set of tests to get to what is actually happening. He has to know the truth. He can't do medical procedures upon me based upon what I tell him I feel. He has to know for a fact. He has
to
know what
he's
talking about.
So he had to do a battery of tests.
He has to do a test because if he does the wrong treatment to me based upon what I feel, he could kill me.
All right, they found him. He's Teach 'Em Chuck. I want him on. Woo! Nailing it. And again, the CIA runs this. They pay all these black hosts to literally say racist stuff about white people to make white people then hate black people and vice versa. And it was in the WikiLeaks. Hillary's talking to the head psychologist over a major university, and they say, we're losing the culture war. We got to go to total racial division. And that's when this intensified. And it started under Obama. They want us divided while they destroy all of our futures and try to shoot us all up with poison shots. I mean, come on. Now, here's a black pastor laying it out. We're going to go to break and come back with a quick clip from the archive, 2016. And then I promise, caller, stay there. I love you. We got to get to all this, but we're going to get to you at 6 after. I'm going to go right to all of you. Julie's first. Here's part of the black preacher. And in post, once we archive this, I'll put the whole clip in there, but it's long. Here it is.
The Democratic Party, I'm going to say it tonight so that you won't be confused, is the Antichrist Party. It is anti-family. And I'm going to say this, you're not going to believe it, but it is anti-black folk. You are only needed for votes. You are only loved when it's time to get your votes. There's no real care about you. And see, we still stuck, and we got that thing ingrained in us that this is the party for the black man. It is not. The party has changed. Black people, really, to be honest with you, have never been the priority. They have only been used. Go back and look at the Civil Rights Act of 1964. We've all given Democrats credit for that. But Johnson was the one that wanted to pass it, but he couldn't get enough Democrat votes to pass it. It was the Republicans that pushed and passed the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Go tonight and look it up. Look at Wiki, W-I-K-I. Put it in there, 1960. He couldn't even get enough Democrats to vote for it. So he had to go to Republican senators in order to help him out. They are anti-life. The party pushes stuff that's anti-life. It pushes anti-morality because most of their policies are immoral, that pushes sexual perversion. It is the party of death. Why do you say that, Pastor? If you go back, you'll see slavery started with the Democratic Party. And we saw many slaves that died. We also saw under Jim Crow. Jim Crow was established by Democrats. And we saw under Jim Crow how many were hung and lynched. And then we are seeing today how many babies. African-American people are giving up their future because they won't have, in another 15, 20 years, they won't have enough people because they have cut their birth rates off and have aborted their children. This is exactly what the party wants. So it is a party of death when it comes down to it. It is a party that is against black families. Look at the history of the family. From slavery, which were Democrat plantation owners, in slavery, they separated our families. They would not even acknowledge the marriages of black families. They would even take a black man over here who called himself being married to a woman, but if he was a big, strong guy, they took him and made him mate with another woman. That's one of the reasons our marriages and our families have not been strong, because the spirit of that has passed down generationally. We have not always had strong family structures.
All right, fade it down.
Like we should
have. I got to have this guy on. Find his name. That's World Overcome Church. Man, I can't talk that good. We need to save InfoWars and go 24 hours a day. And I'm not going to try to hire black hosts. I'm just going to hire whoever's the best. We might just end up with like 80% of the hosts being black. I'll hire all those black guys right now to host the show. I'm serious. Hell, I can retire. We'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 40% off, even though it's our number one bestseller. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all of the amino acids, everything you need that's essential. And let me tell you what essential means. You need air, you die in 4 minutes without it. You need water, you die in 5 days without it. You need food, you die on average in a month without it. Because what's in the food? The vitamins and the minerals and the amino acids. This has everything that's essential. All the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids. Tastes great. Concentrate. Put a little scoop in a pitcher of water. Take it to work with you. Drink it morning, noon, and night. Give it to your kids, your neighbors. Really important for old folks because their guts don't absorb as much. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sells all day at full price. It is 40% off as part of the sale going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then discounts right now on full spectrum CBD gummies, super strong, lowers inflammation, so good for your whole body, and so good for mental relaxed clarity. It's not a sedative, but it's like you're awake, but you're relaxed. The gummies are incredible. I like to take them before I go to bed at night. And then on top of that, we have the 1,000 milligram CBD under the InfoWars MD label that is private label, again, by the same top folks, ladies and gentlemen. They sell it for $45 more on average than we do, and their competitors for even more. 1,000 milligram real full-spectrum CBD is sold in elite shops and at doctor's offices for $150 all day long. It's a good deal if you get it for $60-$70, and that's what we're selling it for. In fact, it's an insanely good deal. You can't really find anybody else selling high quality at that price. So, full spectrum CBD at InfoWarsStore.com in the gummies and the liquid tincture, and so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139. Get your vitamin mineral fusion. Check out the InfoWars MD line and more at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.